It is just after 10 past 8 on a Tuesday. We talk to the Heart and Stroke Foundation, and I've got Sister Jeanrae Watson on the line, and we're talking about hypertension. But Sister Watson, first of all, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning. Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
And thanks for chatting to us. And talking, first of all, well, we will be chatting about hypertension, but first of all, please tell the listeners about the Heart and Stroke Foundation of South Africa and what you do.
Yes, so the Heart and Stroke Foundation was established in 1980, which is a non-governmental organization. And our vision is to improve the cardiovascular health and cerebrovascular health by empowering people to adopt healthy behaviors and seek appropriate care early on in the event that symptoms do appear. Mm-hmm. So we aim to make healthier choices easy, and through that also provide information, tools, and support to build healthy communities. The Heart and Stroke Foundation also uses the National Health Calendar of events as a reference point for carrying out different campaigns and awareness drives on target groups.
Okay, so that in a nutshell is the Heart and Stroke Foundation. Now we're looking at hypertension. If you can please tell our listeners what hypertension actually is.
Yes, so before we get there, let's just talk about blood pressure. So blood pressure is the force that is exerted by the circulating blood against the walls of the body's arteries. Now, hypertension is when that pressure is higher than normal. Mm-hmm. Now, if you look at a blood pressure reading, it is usually written in two numbers. The first and over a, let me just see, sorry, the phone number.
Okay. Sorry, just put them, tell them that you'll call them back. You're on a very important call at the moment.
No, it's fine. I'm fine. So it's usually written in two numbers, mm-hmm. your first number, which is your systolic number, and that represents the pressure in the blood vessels when the heart contracts or beats. The second diastolic number represents the pressure in the vessels when. Now, an ideal blood pressure reading is 120 over 80, mm-hmm. but hypertensive or high blood pressure measurement is usually where the systolic, the top number, is over 140, mm-hmm. or the diastolic, which is the number below, which is over 90 millimeters mercury.
Okay.
Now, hypertension itself is a serious medical condition that can significantly increase your risk for heart, brain, kidney, and other diseases. Mm-hmm. There are many types, but two other types that we look at is familial hypertension, which is either a genetic or inherited high blood pressure. And then the other would be gestational hypertension, which is the increased blood pressure during pregnancy only.
Mm-hmm. And so basically in a nutshell, the word hypertension is actually just high blood pressure, you know, if I can put it in lay terms.
Yes, yeah. So it's consistent feelings of a higher blood pressure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, the key facts and statistics regarding hypertension that we should be aware of, what are some of these key facts and statistics?
Yes. So hypertension is a key risk factor for heart disease and strokes. So hypertension increases mortality and morbidity rates. So that is basically your death and illness rates. It usually accounts for approximately 13% of all deaths worldwide. Mm-hmm. Now, in South Africa specifically, more than 1 in 3 adults live with high blood pressure, and it is responsible for an estimated 1 in 2 strokes and 2 in 5 heart attacks. Now, high blood pressure is known as a silent killer because there are really symptoms or visible signs to warn that one's blood pressure is high. Now, more than 50% of people with high blood pressure are actually unaware of their condition. Now, it is also established another key factor is that high salt intake is linked to high blood pressure. And then there are, you know, fewer than 1 in 5 people with hypertension actually have the problem under control. And this is why we are talking about hypertension.
Right, right. And then the risk factors associated with hypertension.
Yeah, so there are several physical and behavioral factors that can make you more likely to develop high blood pressure. We mentioned earlier the type of blood pressure, you know, familial hypertension. So basically family history. So if a close member of your family has high blood pressure. Age is another factor. So the likelihood of age. In fact, almost 8 out of 10 South Africans over the age of 55 have hypertension. If you're looking at your diet, so an unhealthy diet, especially if it is one that is low in fruit, vegetables, and high in salt. As we spoke earlier, you know, high salt intake is linked to high blood pressure.
Yes, yes.
Other factors are being overweight or obese, physically inactive, taking in excessive alcohol, and then naturally smoking, you know, vaping, tobacco use, all of those. Those narrow your blood vessels and also lead to an increased blood pressure. And if you're looking at smoking, smoking more than doubles your risk of actually having a stroke.
Right. So, well, that's good advice there, just to give it up. Now, what can we do to prevent developing hypertension or controlling it if we already have the condition?
Yeah. So, firstly, I would say that you need to know your numbers. Blood pressure should be measured at least once every year, or more often if you have any risks or risk factors, or even have been already diagnosed with hypertension. Now, if blood pressure is already high, it can be improved by behavior modification and also hypertensive medication. So if you're looking at behavior modifications that, you know, to adopt healthy behaviors include, you know, eating a healthy balanced diet, low in salt, rich in fruits and vegetables, plant proteins and whole grains. Now, getting active, very important, managing your stress, limiting or avoiding alcohol, and then naturally maintaining a healthy weight and not smoking.
Okay.
Now, if we're looking at those two specific ones of those, weight loss improves your systolic and diastolic blood pressure, and physical activity can lower your blood pressure by 4 to 9 millimeters mercury, which is almost as much as some antihypertensive medications.
So, you know, you can do it the natural way.
Yes, naturally.
And then, Sister Watson, where can listeners go to get more information about the Heart and Stroke Foundation?
Yes, so they can visit our website, which is www.heartfoundation.co.za, or they can call us on our chat line, which is 021-422-1586.
Great. And one last question, a sort of a take-home message. You know, hypertension or high blood pressure is one of the silent killers. You could be in the process of dying, if I can put it as bluntly as that, and not even know it, because you've got high blood pressure. What's your take-home message on basically what we've chatted about this morning?
Yeah, so what I would really like to say is that we really would like to encourage every individual to adopt simple health-seeking behavior changes. And that can help prevent hypertension and keep those who are hypertensive in good health. Now, the smallest of change can make the biggest of difference. And, you know, like you said, you know, it is a silent killer. We need to know our numbers. So please go for regular screenings as well.
Right. Well, good advice there. Sister Watson, thank you very, very much. And looking forward to chatting to you or one of your colleagues next week.
Yeah, no, that's great. Thanks for having me on the show.
It's an absolute pleasure. And of course, this chat will be on our website later today and on the Heart and Stroke Foundation's channels as well. Sister Watson, have a great day.
Thank you. You guys too.
Thank you. That's Sister Watson chatting to us today from the Heart and Stroke Foundation. and the topic hypertension. Yeah, you need to get your numbers checked out. You heard the advice. And just a reminder that this will be on our website, wildcoastradio.co.za.